Bread and Puppet Theater is en route to Kingston with their acclaimed show, Inflammatory Earthling Rants, with help from Kropotkin. The politically minded theater company, celebrating its 60th year, will be stopping at the Spire on Friday, November 10th to showcase Inflammatory Earthling Rants. After the show, attendees can enjoy an art sale, chat with those involved in the production, and partake in the company's famous sourdough rye bread with aioli. I sat down with Bread and Puppet performers to chat about Bread and Puppet Theater Company and their show coming to Kingston.
To get us started, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Well, I am Denise Rogers Valenzuela, and I am a puppeteer with Bread and Puppet.
And I am Osha Goddard, and I'm also a puppeteer with Bread and Puppet.
Awesome. And how did you both get into puppeteering?
I got into puppeteering by watching a Bread and Puppet show, actually. I had been interested in it, but after seeing a Bread and Puppet show, I started talking. Right after the show, we usually sell some art, and I started talking to some of the puppeteers there, and they told me about an apprenticeship at Bread and Puppet that happened over the summer. And so I applied and I did the apprenticeship, loved it, and kept coming back.
Awesome. Yeah. Were you involved in theater before that as well?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not professionally. I had been doing more like performance, mm-hmm. and like kind of performance installations. I was kind of doing that kind of thing, but I was craving work with more deliberate work with objects.
Okay, very interesting. And Osha, how about you?
Well, I was a theater student who was just feeling really excited about puppets. I'm not really sure where it came from, but at the time, both Bread and Puppet separately were things that were kind of main interests in my life. And that's when I heard about Bread and Puppet as an apprenticeship through the university that I was studying theater with, mm-hmm. at Concordia University in Montreal. And so I did the apprenticeship with that. And that's sort of how I got started actually like working with puppetry and working with the theater itself.
For those who aren't familiar, I was wondering if you could describe what exactly Bread and Puppet Theater is as a company and maybe get a little into that name there, because it is really interesting.
Well, Bread and Puppet is a political theater puppet company that this year turned 60 years. So it was started in 1963 by Peter and Elke Schumann. Peter is grew up in what is now Germany, and moved to the U.S. with his wife, Elka, and they started doing puppet shows on the streets in New York City. And they started doing also parades and denouncing, housing poverty or housing situations in the Lower East Side where they lived at the moment. And Peter is also a sculptor, a sculptor. And so one of his framings of puppetry is a socially engaged sculpture. So it's like moving the sculptures in space, mm-hmm. and then with music, and always with the spirit of having people participate in the shows. It's very easy to participate in a Bread and Puppet show or in a parade because we're always wanting to involve more people. And then in the early 70s, they moved to Vermont, the Northeast Kingdom. And they've been there ever since. That's been kind of the home base. And that kind of changed a bit the kind of puppetry. It wasn't urban anymore. It was a lot about using the landscape. And so big circuses and big outdoor pageants started happening. And the scale got bigger. We have all sizes of puppets, but Bread and Puppet is pretty famous for the very, very giant puppets. Mm-hmm. We do all kinds of different shows, as I mentioned, outdoor circuses, outdoor pageants, but also indoor shows and street shows.
And all those shows, the bread is always a very critical component. After all of our shows, we always serve a rye sourdough bread with garlic aioli. And both of these things are always meant to be, like, we want them to be as accessible for everyone as possible. We want everyone to be able to have art and theater and also nourishing bread to eat, something, you know, food for your mind and your heart and your soul and your bellies for everybody.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from, too. It's understanding theater as an essential need. And also the kind of bread, as Osha was mentioning, is sourdough, and it can be quite hard. And the kind of shows that we do, the audiences are intended to chew on it. Like it's not just easily digestible or pre-digested. It's chewing and nourishing.
Oh yeah, I really like that tradition. That's really cool. But yeah, nourishing, but you have to work for it a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a two-way thing. It's not just the performers who do the work. It's also the audience, and it's a relationship.
You mentioned you're celebrating your 60th year. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, very exciting.
I mean, it's been a busy year. We had a lot of shows going on at our farm this summer. And also, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of tours this year, but same as usual.
You got into the puppets there, and you're talking about the giant puppets, and you have some smaller ones as well. I was wondering if you could get into the construction of those, maybe. Do you have like folks on your team who are in charge of that, or do you outsource? I was sort of just curious about the puppets themselves.
Well, everyone at Bread and Puppet kind of does everything. I mean, our director, Peter Schumann, does a lot of the sculpting for the puppets and painting. When it comes to our paper mache puppets, usually he'll sculpt out of clay and hay, and then we'll cast over that with paper mache, and then that will be painted. Mm-hmm. But in this show, we also have a lot of woodcut fabric prints for puppets. So those, yeah, will be wood-carved block prints. I mean, printing is also a big part of the bread and puppet culture, and how, yeah, when we're touring around, we're also selling a lot of woodcut art. But
yeah, and Peter has been very into bed sheets lately. So we found some way of like used bed sheets that, you know, instead of being thrown out in the garbage, a lot of our materials are, you know, are on their way to their garbage, and we intercept those and make them into art. And so Peter has been very inspired by using bed sheets and painting on them, or as Osha was saying, printing on them, and then using those in performance. So not as sort of decorative objects, but as performing objects too, which is interesting because with puppetry, people think like 3D objects or 2D. But they don't really, you know, fabric isn't necessarily, you wouldn't necessarily associate with puppetry, but you can puppeteer anything. So.
And I think something important too that Denise brought up is like with all of our puppets, we're trying to use as much, almost entirely like found materials. Like we're using discarded paints, discarded bed sheets. We're using
cardboard
like, pretty much all of our puppets. Like a little bit of cornstarch for glue, but we sticks we're getting from the forest. Like we're not buying materials for our puppets.
Yeah, as much as possible, we try to source our materials from the recycling or garbage stream.
Yeah, that's awesome. It also must make the process more interesting for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And getting into the show you're touring with right now, Inflammatory Earthling Rants, I was wondering if you could maybe talk a bit about how this show came to be and what folks can expect when you stop in Kingston.
Well, so this show, we created a first version of it in the spring of this year. At the moment, we were thinking a lot about Piotr Kropotkin's. We read Piotr Kropotkin's two of his books, Mutual Aid and
Conquest of Bread.
Yes, and that was one of the source materials. And then another was Peter also sort of writes what he calls these sort of rants against, you know, the horrible things that happen in the world, and sort of using that as material, as well as playing around with already existing puppets. Because Bread and Puppet is 60 years old, we have so many already existing puppets. So we just grabbed a bunch of different masks and different puppets, and it's very devised, the process. And also with instruments, because music is also a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And we created this show and toured it in the spring. And now we came back to it a couple weeks ago.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah. And then we reworked it because Bread and Puppet, we like to sort of respond to the political climate and with everything that's happening, with the genocide in Gaza. We felt like we had to address that, and so we reworked the show to incorporate some of what's happening now and some of what we had already done with the previous show. So it's sort of a new version of that show.
And how's the tour been so far?
Off to a really good start right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are responding really well to it, and we're all, yeah, enjoying performing it and sharing it.
Once again, that was performers with the Bread and Puppet Theater Company, who will be performing in Kingston at the Spire at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 10th. Tickets are still available at breadandpuppet.org/tour.